Hello, this doctor. I've been able to do an NASP report on Corrine Grady, date of birth 7/5/1972. Date of procedure is July 19, 2024. Physician's doctor, I've been able to do a referring physician's doctor, Maria Harrington. A procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies, cold biopsy polypectomy, and cold snare polypectomy. Indication is history of Barrett's esophagus, common personal history of gastric polyps. Description of procedure and form concerns of pain, period, possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as mingling through all experience of patient brought to an SVC, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service, with monitor anesthesia care, will ever consider Olympus video gastroscope, is introduced into the esophagus, and man's in direct vision to the second portion of duodenum. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of duodenum, stomach junction, esophagus, and retroflex used to clean the cardiac air reception from the stomach before withdrawal scope. The patient saw the procedure well done, and complications findings. Approximately mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line. The Z-line was irregular at 36 centimeters from bite block with evidence of salmon-colored mucosa extending proximally, comma, prog C4M6, comma, biopsies were obtained every 2 centimeters at 30, 32, 34, and 36 centimeters from the bite block. For further evaluation, histology for the Barrett's esophagus, period. There was no nodule present. Next line. There was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Common biopsies were obtained for further evaluation, histology. Next line. There were 10, approximately 8 to 10 millimeters gastric polyps removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was a duodenal bulb diminutive polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. Otherwise, unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Next line. Plan. Follow biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat endoscopy in 3 years, given lung segment Barrett's esophagus. Next line, continue PPI daily. Next line, follow up in offices previously scheduled. Next line, avoid NSAIDs. Next line, anti-reflex precautions were explained. Thank you.